Have you ever walked into a room and just felt like instantly calmer? Maybe it's the ambiance, maybe it's the decor, or maybe it's that shiny amethyst sitting on the shelf looking all mystical and powerful. Well, what if I told you that little rock could be the unsung hero of your daily Zen? That's right. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into the sparkly world of crystal healing. We'll explore how these pretty little stones are not just a feast for the eyes, but might just hold the secret to balancing your beautiful energy. So grab your favorite crystal, or if you're like me, just grab that random rock from your garden. Hey, we all have to start somewhere, right? And let's get energized. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, the metaphysical, and all the things together. And everyone is here for all the love. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're talking crystals and the beautiful ways we can use them to help balance our energy. So grab your tea, cozy up on the couch, and let's talk about the shiny and sparkly rocks we just can't stop spending our money on. So, crystals, right? Those shiny, pretty little rocks that some people swear by and others just swear at. How exactly are they supposed to help balance your energy? So, it's not like you can just pop a quartz in your pocket and zap away all your problems. Or can you? Well, not exactly, but it's not as far-fetched as it might sound. For centuries, crystals have been revered for their metaphysical properties. From ancient civilizations to modern-day spiritual practices, these natural formations have been believed to possess the power to heal, energize, and bring balance to our lives. So the basic idea is that crystals are made up of these tightly packed atoms that create a specific molecular structure. And because of this structure, they're believed to emit certain vibrational frequencies or energies. According to the crystal enthusiasts, our bodies are also made up of energy fields and chakras, which are those spinning wheels of energy that you've probably heard about. And when these energy systems get out of whack, that's when we start feeling off balance, sluggish, or just plain blah. Enter the crystals. So the theory is that by exposing ourselves to the specific vibrational frequencies of certain crystals, we can actually realign and rebalance our own energy fields. It's like a little tune-up for our chakras, if you will. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's the scientific proof? And you've got a point there. The truth is, there really isn't a whole lot of hard scientific evidence to back up the claims of crystal healing. But that doesn't mean we can't keep an open mind, right? Look, think of it this way. We know that everything in the universe is made up of energy and vibrations, right? And we know that certain frequencies can affect our bodies and minds. Just look at how music can change our mood. So is it really that far-fetched to think that the specific vibrations of crystals could have an impact on our energy systems? Honestly, it could just be a placebo effect with a little extra sparkle. And even if the science is a little shaky, if holding a crystal and focusing on its supposed properties helps me to feel more centered and balanced, then listen, I am all for it. I'm all in. At the end of the day, whether you buy into the science or not, there's something undeniably calming and grounding about holding a beautiful crystal in your hand. And if it helps you to find a little more peace and balance in this crazy world, then it is a hell yes from me. So let's talk about choosing your crystal. Choosing a crystal is like picking a friend or a pet. You don't just grab the first one you see. You gotta feel a connection. Maybe it's the color that catches your eye or the weirdly specific shape that speaks to you. Honestly, whatever it is, start with what draws you in. I cannot say that I remember which crystal I bought first, but I will tell you this with great confidence that I likely chose it because it was shiny and oh so pretty. Is that superficial? Absolutely. Did my beautiful purchase make me feel better? That is a hard yes. To give you a little help, here are some things to keep in mind when you're choosing a crystal to work with. Go with your intuition. So when you're choosing a crystal for energy balancing, allow your intuition to guide you. Pick up different crystals and notice which one you feel drawn to or get a positive gut feeling about. Your intuition will help you identify the crystal that resonates best with your energy needs. Next, consider the crystal's properties. So certain crystals are renowned for their balancing and harmonizing properties. And some really great options are clear quartz, which is a master healer. Clear quartz is known for helping to balance the chakras and the energy flow. Amethyst, which is one of my all-time favorites, promotes peace, calm, and balance of the mind, body, and spirit. Turquoise aids in finding oneself and restoring equilibrium in life and emotions. And selenite, which is another one of my all-time favorites, cleanses energy and raises vibrations to a balanced frequency. Next is energy sensing. So you can definitely use energy sensing by holding crystals and tuning into their vibrations. The right crystal for balancing your energy should feel calming, centering, and harmonizing. Set the intention. So when you're choosing your crystal, make sure you set a clear intention that you want to find a crystal to help balance your energy. This focused intention can help attract the perfect crystal into your beautiful life. If you want to balance a specific chakra, choose crystals that resonate with that energy center, like amethyst for the crown, turquoise for the throat, and so on. You can also try combining your crystals. So you can use multiple balancing crystals together in a crystal grid or keep them in your environment to create a harmonizing, balancing energy field. Ultimately, I would say the key is to trust your intuition, learn about a crystal's properties, and remain open to the crystal or crystals that will best support restoring energetic equilibrium and balance in your beautiful life. So what are some crystal options to help you on your journey? Well, each crystal is believed to have its own unique energy and purpose. For example, we've talked about amethyst, so we will touch on some of these again because it never hurts to talk about them, and they are just oh so beautiful, every one of them. So amethyst, one of the most powerful crystals for emotional balance. It dispels rage, fear, anxiety, and really helps to center you emotionally. It also cleanses the aura and stimulates the crown and the third eye chakras. Turquoise is another one we talked about, but it is worth mentioning again because it is an excellent crystal for aiding balance in your life. It also brings a sense of serenity, peace, and protection, and balances emotions and helps recognize causes of happiness and/or unhappiness. Clear quartz is known as a master healer. Clear quartz can decongest and purify stagnant energy. It also harmonizes energy and amplifies positive intentions and affirmations for balance. Selenite we talked about, where we are going to mention this beautiful girl again. So selenite is one of the few self-cleansing crystals. She purifies energy of other stones and surrounding spaces. Selenite also raises vibrations and cleanses the aura to promote balance. Bloodstone is another great one. So bloodstone grounds heart energy, eases aggression and impatience. Bloodstone also balances the root and heart chakras for emotional stability. Calcite is another beautiful crystal you can work with. So calcite comes in different colors like blue, orange, and red, and helps to balance emotions, alleviate fear and depression, and promote understanding. Aquamarine, this one is great for calming the mind, the body, and the spirit during energy healing sessions. Aquamarine is also great for helping to stimulate the throat and crown chakras for clear communication and centeredness. Rose quartz. So rose quartz is another one of my all-time favorites, and this one is great for balancing the heart chakra, clearing blockages, and opening the heart to give and receive love for emotional healing. There are all kinds of beautiful crystals out there that you can use for harmonizing and aligning the chakras, absorbing and transmuting negative energies, grounding and centering, promoting emotional balance, enhancing your focus and clarity, raising your vibration. The list seriously goes on and on and on. So the takeaway here is that crystals, they emit specific vibrations and frequencies that can help interact with and influence the body's energy systems, the chakras, the auric field. So they help to restore balance, clarity, and alignment on physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels. These crystals are so amazing for their ability to harmonize everything, to dispel negative energies, promote a state of calmness, and, you know, the list goes on. Just trust your intuition when you're choosing your crystal, do your research, and figure out what it is that you need. You can do this in meditation. We've talked about that. Ask your guides for some help and, you know, just trust the process. I really don't know that there is a wrong crystal that you could be using. I really don't. Now, you have your beautiful crystal. Let's talk about how to use it. There are countless ways to incorporate crystals into your daily life to bring balance to your energy. So this is another one where the possibilities are endless, and really the beauty lies in finding the practice that resonates best with you. So meditate with your crystal. Meditation, it seems to come up in like every one of our episodes, but there is a good reason for that, because it works so well. So with your crystal, you want to use this during meditation. You can hold it in your hand. You can place it on your body, on a specific chakra. This can help harmonize your energy flow and your specific chakra. You can try placing a crystal on your third eye or your heart to promote centering and balance. So just do your homework on that. We can talk about chakras in another episode if you would like that. I love talking about chakras. I love everything the chakras do. I love using crystals for specific chakras. I mean, that's a whole other episode. I know that. I know. So we're not going to get off course, but meditate with your crystal. You can hold it. You can ask it to show you what its strengths are. You can talk to it. You can do all the things. It sounds crazy, but trust me, it works. It works. Wear your crystals like jewelry. Wear them. So wearing crystal jewelry like bracelets, necklaces, pendants, it really allows you to carry the balancing vibrations of the crystals with you all throughout your beautiful days. A good option for some crystals, you could use the rose quartz for emotional balance, turquoise for life balance, and amethyst for calming energy. So the lovely Marie Rose, she loves to wear crystals in her jewelry. Some of the metaphysical shops that we go to, they have jewelry pieces like necklaces with an empty charm. I don't exactly know how I want to word that, but it's like a charm, a metal charm, and you can stick a crystal inside of it so you can see the crystal, and it would be, you know, wonderful because you're carrying it like on your chest. It's a necklace. They also have bracelets like that. There are rings, all kinds of things. I had I think it was a hematite ring, and I loved it. I lost it in my car. Like it fell. I never found it. Never ever found it. I got another one and it broke in half. How it broke in half, I have no idea. So clearly, they served their purpose and decided to leave me, and I didn't get the message the first time. I think I did the second time, but I really loved having that hematite ring. But there are so many beautiful jewelry options, and it's so nice because you don't really have to think about it. You just are wearing it on your neck, on your wrist, you know, on a finger, wherever. You can get earrings, but you know, onward we go. So you can also create a crystal grid. So you can arrange balancing crystals in a sacred geometric pattern to amplify their energies and create an intentional grid for harmony. You can use crystal quartz in the center, surrounded by stabilizing stones like black tourmaline, smoky quartz, and hematite. There are so many crystal grid options out there. I know on Amazon, you can find crystal grids that you can lay out on a table and arrange your crystals accordingly. So it's like a little template, if you will. But so much information. That's another one. If you want to talk crystal grids, we can absolutely do an episode on that. I love doing crystal grids at the new moon time. I actually haven't done one in a while, so I need to get back on it. But I absolutely love working with crystal grids. Their power, it is magnificent, and it is on another level. Next up, you can place crystals around your space. So position your crystals like amethyst clusters or clear quartz points around your home or workspace to cultivate a balanced, harmonious environment. You can put them on your desk, your nightstand, or in the corners of the rooms. So the way I love to use crystals in my space, like the majority of the crystals that I use in my space for a purpose, I hope I'm wording that well, is over my doors, my doorways. And that is the doors that go outside. So front door, side door, back door, door that goes to the garage, like all of those doors, I like to keep black stones over those areas and on the windowsills, and that's for protection. So a different kind of balance, but balance nonetheless. So I just go to my local metaphysical store. I get the smallest crystals I can. Black tourmaline is one of my favorites to use for that. So I get the really small ones that can sit up there on those ledges right above the doors, and they're not going to fall off. And I have several above each exterior door, and they work well. I love them so much. And, you know, so that's an idea for you. But you can place crystals anywhere you want. In my living room, I have a large amethyst cluster that I got, I believe, at Home Goods. It is so beautiful. It is one of my favorite pieces ever. And she's just gorgeous. She sits in the living room and she is hit by sunlight every day. I mean, it's all the things. She's such a vibe. So that is another place that you can use it, like as a centerpiece. I mean, you can do all kinds of things with crystals in your space. Just, you know, use them wherever you can. I love them. I just love crystals. Okay. Moving on, you can carry crystals in your pocket. This is another really great way to become besties with your crystals, to get to know them, spend time with one specific crystal for a week at a time or a month or however long you feel is necessary. But you can keep a small tumbled balancing crystal like howlite, blue lace agate, lepidolite in your pocket or in your bag. Holding or touching them can really help to realign and center your energy whenever you need it. So I know that I have taken some crystals, you know, just put a little Reiki energy in them, and I have gifted them to others, like, you know, my mom and other family members and friends, so they can keep them in their car, in their purse, their backpack, whatever, just to help them through whatever season they're going through. It's a really great gift to give to someone else. It's a great gift to give to yourself. It is really nice to carry a crystal around. On occasion, I will have a crystal or more, like amethyst, like in the pocket of like my pajama top or my pajama pants. A few years back, I went through a period of like, I was not sleeping well at all. And this was like every single night. I would fall asleep for like a tiny little bit of time, and then I would wake up and I was awake for hours until like 5 a.m. And my alarm was set to go off at like 5:30 or 6. So it was not a vibe. And so I got a bunch of amethyst and I created a grid under my mattress, and I put some amethyst down there with, you know, in that grid. And then I was also sleeping with amethyst on my body. So I had it in my pajama top, like in the pocket or in the pockets of my pajama pants. And crazy enough, or maybe not crazy at all, but I did start to sleep better. And again, is it the placebo effect? I don't know, but I do know that this girl needed her sleep. And the amethyst, all of that amethyst, I think I bought out the world of amethyst, but it all really helped me, and I am forever grateful. So next up on our list, we have crystal elixirs. So you can make crystal infused water by soaking crystals like amethyst or rose quartz in water overnight and then drink that charged water. So that water now has like the frequencies, if you will, of that crystal that you put in it. The vibrations are believed to be absorbed into the water to promote balance, and then you drink that, and it's like drinking magic. Now, I will caution you, you cannot do this with every crystal, so do your research before you create a crystal elixir. I have not done this one myself. I feel like I have crystals on or pretty close to me at all times, so I've never felt the need to do something like this, but it doesn't mean it's like not on my list. I just haven't done it yet. But make sure that you do your research, because you could really ruin your crystal by putting it in water if it is not meant to be in water. So, word of caution. The other thing you can do is crystal baths. So you can add crystals to your bath water to absorb their calming, cleansing energies while you are bathing. The water acts as a conduit for the crystal's vibration. And again, it's kind of like the crystal elixir when you're drinking that water. You are just swimming in all that beautiful magic. So this is another one where I will caution you, make sure that you do your research first before you go and put your crystals into the water. They could be permanently damaged, and nobody wants that. But honestly, by incorporating crystals into your daily meditation, if you wear them, carry them, use them in a grid, or just place them around your home or your office, you can absolutely benefit from their beautiful harmonizing vibrations and really just get that balance that you're looking for. It is, you know, worst thing that's going to happen is nothing happens. That's literally the worst that's going to happen. Are crystals the magical answer to all of life's problems? You know what? Probably not. But if a small, shiny stone can bring just a bit of balance and a smile to your day, isn't it worth a shot? I mean, listen, who knows? You might just end up a crystal convert, or at the very least, have a really cool new paperweight. Although I doubt it. You know, I don't know anyone who doesn't love a crystal, you know? And at the end of the day, the power of crystal healing, I believe, really lies in belief and intention. It's what you bring to it, to the process. So whether you're a skeptic or a true believer, there is seriously no harm in exploring the beautiful mystical world of crystals. And you know, a little bit of magic and mindfulness never hurt anyone. So my beautiful crystal crew, we have reached the end of our episode into the sparkling world of crystal healing for energy balance. So first and foremost, remember that choosing the right crystal is like finding the perfect pair of jeans. It's all about how it makes you feel. Trust your intuition and let that beautiful shiny rock speak to you. Whether it's the color, the shape, or just that gut feeling, go with the crystal that resonates the most. Once you've found your crystal soulmate, it is time to put it to work. And let's be real, there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Maybe you're into meditation or, you know, holding your crystal, wearing your crystal, whatever it is. Again, just follow your intuition, do what feels best for you. And don't forget about your crystal rituals, your grid, your water-infused, or your, sorry, crystal-infused water. There are so many different ways that you can bring crystals into your daily routine to bring even more harmony and balance. But at the end of the day, the real power of crystal healing really does lie in your intention and what you believe. And whether you're a diehard crystal connoisseur or a skeptical newbie, approach it with an open mind and a willingness to really just go into it to explore. Because really, who knows? That little rock may just be the key to unlocking a whole new level of balance and serenity for you. So go forth and embrace your inner crystal child, experiment, have fun, and really don't be afraid to get a little woo-woo. And aren't we all, if we're here hanging out with the Medium Matters family, you know? And if anyone gives you a hard time about your newfound love for shiny stones, just remind them that a little bit of magic never hurt anyone. And then you can tell me about it and I'll go beat them up for you. If you enjoyed this wonderful episode, please make sure you follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send me your questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our free mailing list, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the season, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, my beautiful friend, may your energy be balanced, your vibes be high, and your collection of crystals continue to sparkle and shine.